Hello, we're back.
Hello, welcome to another session of Liminal Writing.
I am Sess. I'm a Filipino based in London. And with me is...
I'm Lee Moran, all across the pond from Sess. We use the term pond, but it's actually
it's much larger. It's not even a pond, it's an ocean.
Yeah, definitely.
And now, here we are. We do these sessions called Liminal Writing, where we would get a prompt, whether it's a line or a phrase, and give ourselves 10 minutes of free flow writing. And today, Lee, what have we put?
We landed on a line from the work of Melissa Holbrook Pearson called The Secret History of Kindness. It was a random. The line was, "He wants nothing more in life than for me to feel better."
Page 98.
Okay. And just a little bit more context. Sometimes the pieces that we write don't necessarily align with the entirety of the story written by the author. But we take it
just as a line out. Yeah.
At how
our inspiration,
you know, it feels for us. Why don't we do a reverse?
Yes.
A little bit of a go ahead.
Finally.
Okay.
Go for it.
Here you go. He wants nothing more in life than for me to feel better. I'm writing this on a day that feels bleak. A world of uncertainty, earthquakes, and wails of the beaten. When seemingly the leaders have gone into rampage against all. And anything that does not line their pockets or prop up their castles. So who is this he that wants nothing more than for me to feel better? Is it a deus ex machina that drops from the skies to erase all the hurt and stops the rampage, waves a benevolent hand and turns all into harmony? That must be it. But eyes cleared and senses stark, the he is we. All of us who have felt the heavy hand on our backs, bending us to bow. We who have to care enough for each other to feel the lightness and joy. It is us.
Nice.
That's it.
Love the energy of that.
How about you? Where'd you go with this?
Okay, let me do this. And there it is in the simple acts. Kindness that seeps into our days ever so quietly, tiptoeing into the hallways of moments shared, too quiet that it could easily go unnoticed, unacknowledged, unheard for the lack of words and absence of ribbons that proclaim this here is a gift. On shadowed days like this one, where the only buzz I hear is the ringing endless zing hovering in that space between my ears. I do not know how I can feel better, but somehow he does, and somehow he doesn't. For all I want is to sink into this cocoon of warmth, mustering sunlight from deep inside my weary being, knowing I am safe, knowing that I can allow myself to feel better, because he is here, a gift. High school. I'm teasing myself. High school.
You're right when you said, you alluded to it being kind of like a love for the piece that you wrote.
The love piece.
It's
nice.
It's hopeful.
It still makes me feel nice reading it aloud.
Yeah.
Fuzzy. Make me feel fuzzy.
Yeah. You're talking about the person who is a safe harbor for you. And kindness is important, right? I'm thinking about, you know, all the attributes that you think about of the person who's going to be your person, right, for the rest of your life. And kindness is a very important part of being there as a partner.
And that's because the thing that will seep through in the difficult times.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you will, there are moments that you disagree. There are moments where you will feel frustrated because it seems like your person does not see your point of view. But if it's done with kindness in words and actions, it makes a whole lot of difference and helps you think that, yes, this person is still stepping with me, beside me, even if we're not holding hands at the moment. You know what I mean?
Or right? If we never do.
But me, I like to hold hands. So, but you know what I mean, right? So
yeah, yeah.
Know, there's always some cracks in this agreement.
Yeah.
But it's done from a place of kindness because you know that the person has warmth and affection and will always try to find the roses in the soil that you have.
Oh, got lots of soil. Okay. But isn't that such a privilege to be able to relate to such a line? He wants nothing more in life than for me to feel better. It's such a privilege to actually be able to relate to it even in one's life, whether it's your present or your past, where you were able to actually experience the truth of that line is so special. Sometimes when we're in that moment, we don't realize it. We take it for granted. It's really quite special.
So you want to hold on to that person.
But you and me have also been in situations describing us to some other person, right?
Yeah.
Your laugh was full of memories. It's like some scenes played in your brain as you kind of chuckle out some.
Which is for another episode.
I know. I'm just trying to tease it out, but he won't let me.
No, maybe not for today. I'm sure he'll come.
Do you remember the book? I think you're the one who found this book. The Secret History of Kindness.
Yes. I vaguely remember it. But it spoke about the work she was doing and understanding kindness through observing the behavior of dogs. There's that kind of like a parallel thinking about how dogs react or are activated by acts of kindness. How I might be muddling it, but for me, definitely, there was a connection with dogs and looking at us human beings being kind. So
that's interesting. What a beautiful, I mean, what a viewpoint. Let me Google that. I will find it.
Yeah.
The exploration of how kindness works to motivate all animals, including the human one. The Secret History, learning from how dogs learn. That's interesting. The things that Lee stumbles in the public life.
Yes. The gift,
so good
really,
at that.
The gift
that
having,
keeps giving.
Correct. Public library. Because it, you know, it's a repository of knowledge. Mm-hmm. It is a community hub. It offers refuge for people who are experiencing a lot of heat because it's, you know, it's AC and public washrooms for people who need it.
Here, moms bring, and then there's a section. Moms to take care of their kids, parents anyway.
Yes.
But as in this society, it's still the women who end up getting the burden of childcare. Mm. But anyway, they bring their kids, and there's a section that's like there's activities for children.
Yeah.
Book reading, storytelling.
Yeah.
I find that in some of the nearby public libraries. So it is a community thing, but don't you find that it also kind of starting to lose its purpose in the community because people don't go as much, or am I just in a different neighborhood than yours?
There's three that we rotate in our neighborhood. I think it's used. I can't see in terms of the numbers, but there's always people either studying, reading, or just relaxing because most of the libraries here have designated study rooms, which is, it's secluded. You book it.
And there's internet.
So for people who are in need of a space for work, for study.
For focus.
Yeah. So it's one of the best ways to invest in society. So your taxes are working well if you have community hubs, and the library is a fantastic community hub. You and I love books.
Advocating for public libraries.
Definitely.
I've done my bit in supporting public libraries by showing up there. I tried once or twice, but it didn't really appeal so much for me. Maybe I went to the wrong place, but Okay. That note, thank you for joining us. And this brought us to various places again, but it was triggered by the line from the author Melissa Holbrook Pearson.
Yes.
The Secret History of Kindness. And our line was,
he wants nothing more in life than for me to feel better.
Try it. 10-minute time writing and see where it takes you. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you. See you next time.
Next time.